Just wondering if Nancy Drew is available to investigate Mueller, who should be investigating Comey, who refused to investigate Hillary, who blames Russia. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
I love that. I love that scene from that movie. Jack Nicholson deciding what part of the truth needed to get out, you know? You can't handle it. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here, last hour on a Tuesday. I've got Uncle Milty in studio. It's always a gift to have Uncle Milty by my side. And grateful to you for jumping in and listening to the show today. And I expect your phone calls, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Glad to have you. Don Trump Jr. might be running for mayor, New York City.
Neat.
Boy, anybody else would be great. I mean, anybody, like, I think he'd be great. Why not?
Well, look what they've got. Blasio.
Well, my gosh, look what they've got. Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, so that's kind of an interesting rumor, if you will. And we welcome your calls, of course, 888-673-1450. So there was a headline on CNN. Because there's some breaking news, you know, of course. The headline on CNN was rather intriguing because, and it caught my eye, first on CNN, the network nobody listens to, Justice Department willing to hand over counterintelligence if Schiff backs off enforcement action. I didn't know Adam Schiff was so powerful to the Justice Department. Okay, I believe it. So you go into the this article, and the other headline that it was given, which I found really kind of very, very interesting, was the fact that it was basically Barr buckles under Schiff. I'm sorry, Barr what? Buckled under Adam Schiff, a congressman from California? Are you? They want us to believe this garbage? Okay.
An idiot
congressman. So when you go into the article, that's not exactly what happened.
No.
But what they're reporting is the Justice Department is trying to stave off an enforcement action against Attorney General William Barr this week, making a rare offer to have the House Intelligence Committee review materials from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. If the House Intelligence Chairman, Adam Schiff, agrees to back down as if Adam Schiff has all this power. What I think is kind of funny, if I were going to read this in terms of reality and not CNN, who lies continuously, what I would probably say is when they say the Justice Department is trying to stave off an enforcement action, I think they're trying to throw him something else to do because he keeps in the press saying that he is so powerful that he's going up against Barr. And I think Barr looks at him like, you numbskull, get out of my way. Who are you? And so they're throwing him this little bone. What are your thoughts?
It was just a week ago or so that Barr came right out and said, I'm not afraid of these people.
No. Yeah, exactly.
They're idiots.
They are idiots. So this article from CNN, of course, makes it look like Adam Schiff's in control and Adam Schiff and the Justice Department's caving to Adam Schiff. And so is Barr. There's absolutely no truth to that at all, I don't think. I'm sorry.
It's a CNN fake news piece all the way from start to finish.
It is. They're getting really good at it. And so they go on and on. CNN has reached out to Schiff's office for comment. I'm sure they have. They're saying that, at least. Adam Schiff loves CNN. So I think that it's kind of funny that they're saying, and he won't even comment. He's just so powerful. So the breaking news was that, and then the breaking news also was that Mueller not testifying, right?
Yeah.
Not
CNN
testifying about the report.
Mueller hesitant on testifying to Congress.
Yeah.
Well, not exactly.
No, not exactly. In fact, he refuses to testify publicly before Congress is the real story. And it has everybody infuriated because they keep wanting to drag this thing out. And so there was a piece that was great that kind of dialed in on this, and it said that you know, his little Russiagate report that had nothing to do really with Russia, which found that Trump did not collude with Russia, which they've been very vocal about, even despite what Justin Amash says. Many have been really desperate to hear Mueller's side of the story, right? And then they are really still hoping, and they put him on this solid ground as, oh, hey, they really want him to unveil some smoking gun. And now he's refusing to do that. Will the left still support him as much as they have? Kind of interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello. I have two things to say. First, about CNN.
Yes.
I buy, you know, memory cards and things like that from China.
Mm-hmm.
And there's advertisements for CNN all over those places.
Mm.
Just look at AliExpress, Alibaba.com, places
yep.
that are based in the Orient, and there's advertisements, watch news on CNN or
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. And I'm not sure if you've heard, I bet mm-hmm. you have, and maybe I just missed it, the government is helping people out searching for information about vaccines by automatically directing you to the right place.
Yes, I have heard about this.
They've got you back.
Yeah, they always have our back. I can show you so many instances.
Step back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just watch the knife as it's removed. Yep, I totally agree with you.
I can't believe this about the Marines, the carrying water for the U.S. Department of whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please post where we can write letters to complain about this if you know.
The Navy? Yeah. I think the Department of Homeland Security is using them as cover to say the U.S. Navy wants to do in-depth reporting on your social media posts. So they've contracted and they've actually put out solicitations. If you weren't in the last hour, put out solicitations. Thank you for your call, by the way. Put out solicitations that for contractors that can take this data and analyze it so they can see who the influencers are. But by all means, it's so benign.
Yeah.
And we're going to use the Navy to do it so that nobody questions it. That's what I gather from the story. Yeah. So Mueller refuses to testify, by the way, and they're really hoping there's got to be a smoking gun, and they really want to find one. They're desperate.
Yeah.
And so the latest development in this witch hunt is, to sort of paraphrase the president, it won't be long before virtually all Democrats are convinced that Mueller himself must also be a Putin plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming. That's coming. Even Adam Schiff.
Well, Mueller's team said that he doesn't want to seem political.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Really? He's been political his whole life.
Well, yeah.
Hmm.
And they called him the former FBI director.
Hmm. Interesting. The one that they put in a week or two before 9/11.
Yeah, they're trying to make him not look so much like Comey.
Separate him. You love it when they separate these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mueller was at the center of the political circus, you know, as he told the Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee that he doesn't want to be dragged into a political fight, and that he's hesitant to publicly discuss his final report, even though it's been very political for 2 years, as the headlines have dragged Trump through the mud on this. Now he doesn't want to be very political. But anyway, this is getting funnier and funnier. It is. You have to laugh at this because of what's going on. This is just getting so ridiculous. When you don't have something, what do? You go after the inaugural committee of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You never investigate the people at the top, just the low-hanging fruit. But then you say that there's got to be something, right? When are these investigations ever going to end? I can't even imagine being president and having to endure this kind of stuff. There's other stuff we could talk about on his stances and different things, but this is ridiculous.
I think they're getting ready to end pretty soon.
You do.
Most of the subpoenas are being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's refusing to testify. And today, Nadler, the genius,
Nadler, the genius,
said, "We will subpoena whoever we have to subpoena, and we will hear from Mueller, we will hear from McCann, and we will hear from a lot of other witnesses."
Hmm.
Boy, that scares me. They're laughing at Nadler. I mean, he's an idiot.
I know. This is getting. This is just so funny. And now what is the argument or that CNN's trying to put out there? Adam Schiff is so powerful, he's making him all crumble in his wake. A puny little congressman from California, and he has all that power. Okay.
Well, you know Schiff's little buddy Swalwell. There was an article about him today. Apparently, his finances are in a total disaster. He hasn't paid off his student loans.
It reminds me of Avenatti. What happened with Avenatti?
Very similar. He's just he's collapsing under the pressure.
Well, you know, I think most people in America now have finally come under the resolute opinion that. What's to be seen really is what's to be seen. There isn't anything there. Move on. These people have to have something to do. They've got to have CNN headlines. You know, have you ever wondered why CNN stays in existence? And when that caller mentioned China and how many ads, who do you think's supporting him? Who do you think is supporting Biden? Who do you think, obviously we talked about Amash yesterday, Amash coming out and saying Trump needed to be impeached was really a kind of a strange post from him, a message from him, but he has a lot of ties to China. And I think we're starting to slowly really find out America is, how intertwined with China we really are and how much they're supporting, because I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they're a huge backer of CNN. That's the only reason CNN still played in the airports. It's the only reason CNN even exists, because it's not the advertisers getting money off of the ads they're playing on CNN, because people aren't watching it. Under 500,000 people through the whole country? Come on.
Yeah. You know, there's another way you can tell how entwined we are with China.
Mm-hmm.
Go visit a national park.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, isn't that the truth. Oh, so these issues at hand, it'll be very, everybody is waiting on bated breath to see what Mueller has to say, to see what Adam Schiff's going to do, to see what the Justice Department's going to do. And none of it really matters.
There's nothing to do.
I actually think agreements were made a while ago. I really do. Agreements were made a while ago. That's why the Democrats backed off so much off of the impeachment, because they knew nothing was there. It was only going to hurt them. And so now some of them are trying to take that road. Others, like Adam Schiff, are trying to dial this in like CNN is portraying it. But at the end of the day, none of it really matters at all. So, you know... but I do want to talk about some of the things that do. Because the Mueller... Comey, this whole circus of individuals that we've been discussing for 2 years now that have absolutely nothing to do with anything. You know, there are issues at stake that we need to debate about, not these, because these are so ridiculous now. But really, a good dialogue in America is really what we need. We'll come back and I invite your calls, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Little muddy waters for you. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service. I'm Kate Daly, your host. I've got Uncle Milty with me in studio. And man, the many conversations we could have today. Which direction? In fact, you were... What was that sandwich you were just talking about a second ago? Wait a minute. Yeah. Off the air. Go ahead.
A friend of mine's traveling. So he's passing through a little town up in Montana. And they stopped to have lunch. And he says, I ordered this... a sandwich called the Trapper.
What's a Trapper?
It's a hamburger.
Uh-huh.
But instead of on a bun, it's the hamburgers between two grilled cheese sandwiches. And then all the lettuce and tomato, everything you put on a burger. Between two.
Wow.
So, but my friend said...
Welcome to America.
My friend said, but instead of fries, I ordered a salad.
Well, it's good to know he's minding his heart. Oh, Bloomberg, de Blasio, get on this stat. I'm surprised they're not outlawing stuff like this in New York, California, everywhere else.
No sugary drink with that.
Oh, I love it. I love having the freedom to eat stuff like that and eat whatever we want. It is kind of nice. See how you can make good choices for yourself. And he obviously wanted it.
Yeah.
Boy, there's some definite restaurants like that across the country. It's like Heart Attack Grill.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I know. I've been trying to eat more fish and more trying to eat a little bit healthier. I know. I make sure it's not coming from China.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I actually got it home and I was surprised. It said raised in sustainable farm. And I went, oh, no. I want my stuff caught wild. No sustainable farm for me. I don't know what they're doing to them. Do you worry when you get, because they're kind of making it look like, oh no, it's ocean fresh, yet sustainable.
Well, no, it's labeled pretty good anymore, though. I mean, but the like Atlantic salmon is all farm raised.
Yeah.
There's no fresh caught Atlantic salmon. Everything's farm raised there. If you want, you have to get different type of salmon if you want the fresh caught salmon.
Right.
But even that you got to worry about, because
it's spendy.
Well, not only that, but I'm still a little worried about the radioactivity in the Pacific Ocean due to that Japanese little deal.
I've had several guests on that on both sides of that issue.
I'm confused.
I really am, because one is like it's a huge threat, the other one's going not so much. So I don't know.
Well, fish with two heads.
I mean,
when it comes to seafood, though, that bugs me. I tend to eat a lot more Atlantic Ocean fish right now.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Want to know the secret so your house doesn't smell like fish when you cook fish, when you cook salmon?
Sure.
You cut a fresh pineapple in slices and bake the fish on that.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Don't ever do that with
ham. Bake the fish on top of the pineapple slices. What's that? On a ham?
Yeah, don't put fresh pineapple on a ham.
Why?
It actually turns the ham to mush.
Oh, seriously?
To literally mush. I've done it.
Welcome to the cooking show of Uncle Milty and Kate. You know what it is? We both love food and we both love to make food. This is something we have in common. And so, sorry, we digress. We get onto these subjects, but people don't know that. So, hey, it's helpful, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, a couple of things at hand. I can't believe the school dropped God Bless America because it might have offended people. They used to say God Bless America every day, and now they won't. Is there something wrong with God Bless America? Really? Is there something wrong with that? We live in America. God bless it. What is a wow. I always get stunned. I always get stunned at these things because they don't make any sense for the two people that might have an issue with it. Those two people can go live in another country. God bless America. Are people actually offended by that?
It literally is two people.
It really is. It usually always is. But we kowtow. Why? Why are we doing that again and again and again? I don't understand it. I really don't.
Look,
explain it.
Pennsylvania elementary school principal will no longer say God bless America following the Pledge of Allegiance after the district received a legal complaint on behalf of a parent.
Of a parent.
A parent.
A singular parent.
One parent filed a complaint to the Freedom from Religion Foundation.
Amazing.
And they buckled.
Yeah.
Why don't they go find that parent?
Yeah.
And say, look, you know, in Russia, they don't believe in God. This is against the law in Russia. You know, go over there.
I'll take the caller. Can you believe this? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I have a problem with this anti-Christian bigotry.
Yeah.
I had heard that it was Christian persecution now, because if a person comes, I guess it's Christian, you're the only one to do it, but if a homosexual comes up to you and says, can I be free of homosexuality? Christian is going to say, yeah, you can. Jesus can free you from that, and he will. That Christian goes to prison. just for saying it.
Yeah, there's thank you for the call. There's a lot of backlash going on, but nobody wants to admit it.
Well, but it was, you know, I mean, we knew this was coming.
Yep, we did. It's the only way for it to go if you study history.
Yep.
This is it. We're looking at it right now. It's true. And so God bless America, making sure that they don't say that. Heaven forbid. If I was a teacher at that school, I'd say it at the end of every sentence for a while. Just because we're in America and you can. This is, we're kowtowing and buckling to one individual.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation says, God bless America is a prayer. It's a prayer.
Interesting. I don't know if it doesn't end in an amen. I'm not quite sure that that's the case. But, you know, if it takes one person to shut it down, why can't it take one person to bring it back? Why can't it take one person to stay? If a school said, well, we have one person that doesn't want it, but we have 99% of the school wanting it. Let's just say they sent it out to all parents and all parents said, yeah, keep it. And one, why can't the school then come out with the argument, I'm sorry, 99% of you want it, then the one doesn't. And we're going to keep on doing it because obviously all of you want it. Where's that backbone in America? Because if one can take it down, surely in America, one can get it to happen.
Well,
right?
Their excuse is they don't want to pay for the lawsuit.
Yeah.
How about if all the parents said, go ahead,
and then
spend our tax money on the lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
don't care.
Right, right. Or you can just bank on it and guarantee that we're all going to sue you if you do drop it, right?
Yeah.
Where's that? Where's the
there
parents?
You go.
So what this is going to take, this kind of nonsense, is the parents coming out and saying, we're all standing in front of the school. We all want this. And it doesn't mean indoctrination propaganda. It just means that can you say God bless America or not? Are you allowed to say that or not? And are the kids are allowed to hear it or not? Well, I live in an America that says yes. And so as far as that goes, where's all the parents standing in front of that school saying we want to keep it? Because the school has to answer to them, too. So this whole nonsense is just, and every month, it seems like every month or every few months, we're having to
every week
to talk about a school that buckles because of one person. I also wanted to mention this, and I really do want your calls, especially if you're a veteran. Call up 888-673-1450. Trump is basically saying, hey, look, I'm going to look at pardoning service people. And so this comes out of Conservative Institute. And this came out on the 20th on Monday, yesterday, he wanted to pave the way for pardons to be granted, to accused or convicted war criminals that served in our U.S. military. How do you feel about that? I feel like if the case warrants that, then yes. And I feel like maybe some were definitely probably following orders. And they were just like the case, remember, from Vietnam that we talked about?
Lieutenant Calley.
Yep. And so I look at who Obama let free. I look at the deals Obama put through for actual known terrorists in exchange. Remember the exchanges he did that were really off and very strange? And I'm going to say if we have a military person that has been wrongfully accused because he followed orders or because of the situation at hand, when you're in the middle of a military action, I can't call it war. I wish I could, because we need to either have a war or not. But in a military action, you know, the fact that they're sitting in prison after serving the country, if they didn't do something that really deserves them being in prison, I would like to see those pardons happen. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
President Trump is being incredibly courageous yet again. It's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. Thanks for that. I really appreciate that. I'll tell you, we have the whole Gallagher case. We had Andrea Gallagher, and that keeps surfacing, doesn't it?
It does.
Crazy how top of the headlines this case is. And even the tracking that went on by the prosecution to him violating his Fourth Amendment, violating so many rights that he has, Gallagher, a 20-year veteran. The argument was made to me, hey, look, they always cover their own, so if he must have done something really bad for the military to be turning on him. I don't agree with that. You have a guy that was in there for 20 years that never exhibited bad behavior, and then all of a sudden you're going to accuse him of this heinous act of killing an ISIS member while the ISIS member was dying. Okay. And he is looking at a long prison sentence for this. There's something very off about this story, but I don't think it's because he did it. I really don't.
No. But right now, going on right now, 3 hours ago, this story came out in Military Times. the Air Force is investigating a cyber attack from the U.S. Navy. And I thought, that sounds
weird. That's kind of strange.
Well, as you read the article, what it is the there was a, one of Gallagher's attorneys was an Air Force lawyer. And the Navy did some email software tracking bug to get information on the case from the Air Force lawyer through the Air Force email system. And that's what they're trying to... It was a tracking device. So this is the second time tracking devices come up in this case. But
and how do you all feel about that?
Yeah.
I can't believe just because they're an arm of government that we that there's any kind of excuse for that.
Well, imagine that you've been charged with a crime that you're innocent of.
Right.
And yet the prosecutor is bugging your lawyer's office.
Yeah. And using it against
you? I don't think so.
No. No. And so I just wanted to mention he's considering these pardons. And I do feel like it's in the wake, too, of the Gallagher case, because Trump stood up for Gallagher some time ago and continues to do so. What I also find kind of interesting is who Obama actually and this isn't a tit for tat. It's just in history, who are we looking at that was pardoned? Because the left, of course, progressives are going to have a tough time with this. Why? Shouldn't they want to make sure, too, that justice is actually served? And if somebody's sitting in prison and this is an act of war and somebody did something because they were told to do it, and, of course, the military is all about following orders, then does that person deserve to have a life in the military? Now, if you're trading secrets, if you're conducting treason and you're doing secrets to another country, well, Obama pardoned individuals that were guilty of that. Yet we're going to pardon somebody in the act of war and then determine, looking at our quarterback chair, look back and go, now, hey, we don't really agree with the way that unfolded. That's different than treason. But Obama was quick to give a pass to people that conducted treason. Think about that. Anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls when I come back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, I woke up this morning. Yes, poor Lightning shows, please.
Lightning Hopkins. I love all music. I'm not a fan of rap. Only some. And I'm not a fan of opera. Ugh. But I like the blues. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Of course, you can call up 888-673-1450. We absolutely welcome your call on this. Especially if you're a veteran, too. I want to hear from you. What do you think? I have Uncle Milty in studio, and we were just talking about this, about the number of pardons and pardoning in general. I've never understood the pardoning after somebody's death. I know it's for the family, but it just seems... I don't know why the necessity, you know, other than making the family feel good. I'm not quite sure why that happens. But I will say that if Trump really wants to make an impact, I think right now, if I were him, I'd be looking at the Schaefer Coxes. I'd be looking at those people that all they did was speak up about rights and speak up about the Constitution, yet they were railroaded into a sentence using an informant where they were stuck in, and he is now for 25 years in a CMU, which is a secret prison in America, in Illinois there. And I would start calling that out. I would start giving pardons to those people that all they did was speak up for the Constitution, or they have earned the right to say they're a patriot and that they were railroaded using an informant in that way, because Schaefer never did anything to anyone. But I would probably go there. I would probably pardon anyone that is there that was a rancher or farmer fighting the EPA, where the EPA was able to use tax dollars to go to bat against that citizen. And I would issue pardons left and right for individuals that were just about earning a living on their farm, who had to fight these overbearing, controlling agencies just trying to grab their land. So there's that. I would actually go out and I would love to have 5 minutes with Trump so I could say, please go ahead and pardon this, to make a stand, to say these are the people that in America that stand for America. How dare you put them behind bars because they're speaking out? I would make a stand. And I do think that his inclination to say these people served in the military, their case does not warrant them serving a life sentence, and that they need to be. That there's enough cause here that I need to let them out because these guys were just military guys in the act of a military action, and they should not be going to prison. When Obama sought to seek those that were had actually performed treason to the United States, and I mean actual treason, or he actually let go a ton of drug dealers,
drug dealers left and right.
Yeah.
Most of his pardons and the commutations were drug dealers.
Yeah. And so in those, I think that it was very evident about Obama and who he decided to pardon. Isn't that interesting? That's why I'd like to see Trump go totally the other way and say that ranchers, farmers, people fighting for their property against the government, those people, the Schaefer Cox's case is just so egregious to me. Those people need to be let out today.
Yeah. Well, the presidents rarely pardon very many people in their first term.
Mm-hmm. They do it usually in the last.
Second term, unless they know for sure they're not going to get reelected.
Yeah, yeah.
Which does happen.
Right, right. But he's putting us out there right now.
President Trump has only issued 9 acts of clemency so far.
Yeah, he's waiting to do the rest. But I do think the Gallagher case is what brought this up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'd be right to do so. And I think that he could set such a new standard for what we classify as patriots in this country, for those standing up for the Constitution, imprisoned in any way. What a stand that would be. What a great thing he could do right now if he would choose to do this in his second term. I can't even tell you the number of people that could be affected by this. And not only that, the left would have a field day on it. Good. Let them. Who cares? I just want to see these people go free.
Well, and there's some precedent already by the president. Michael Behena, he was an Army first lieutenant who was granted a pardon by the president.
Mm-hmm.
And he was convicted of an unpremeditated murder in the killing of an Iraqi man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's already, he pardoned D'Souza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's just a patriot.
Here we are going after military people for what happens in the middle of a military conflict.
Can't do that.
Well, yeah, and why aren't we putting those at the top in the top brass of the military on trial for deciding to go into an area and do what they are directing to do? Why does it never reach that? Why does it never reach that in proportion to what we're taking in these guys to say that they can do or can't do after we're the armchair quarterback trying to look back in hindsight and say, well, their action, what they did, this move was wrong. I want to know why they're given the orders they are. And it never goes to that. It never goes to that extreme. And it should. It's not really an extreme. It's really going to the truth. Why we're in certain areas and what we're actually doing there. That's what needs to be answered for the American people. And yet these military guys are the ones that are the ones taking all the heat for what they're doing in the military action that they're ordered to do. Not all cases, but for the majority. Yeah. There's something really wrong with that. I have a lot of military in my family, and when they're asked to do something, or because of the way that is structured in the orders that are handed down, who's really at fault? Why aren't they on trial? The ones that gave the orders ever? It just doesn't seem like they're ever on trial to me. So, I'm actually glad that he is looking at pardoning.
Mm-hmm.
These individuals, that's taking a stand. Now go farther. And anyone that has to battle with the EPA, anyone that has stood up and they're in prison for what they say, come on, let's go. Let's do it.
But, so far, it's real interesting to read through these pardons. So far, President Trump's pardons have been actual cases where there was an injustice.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's interesting to read through this. That sailor that got in trouble for photographing the nuclear propulsion system on a submarine by accident.
Mm-hmm.
he pardoned him. Jack Johnson.
Right.
The fighter, man act, for transporting his wife, girlfriend. You know, I mean, this was serious injustice. Not just some old drug dealer. He served enough time.
Yeah. We're talking about injustice.
Yeah.
And so 888-673-1450, you're more than welcome to chime in on this. Because I know a lot of people out there are having, they'll always have issues with who the president, you know, does and who they don't. But I was really happy to see him do what he did in Oregon and when he pardoned them, because that those two gentlemen, father and son in Oregon, and that was what the whole Bundy incident, you know, became about, was that they honestly were getting squashed by the EPA. When the EPA and the BLM, I'm sorry, when the BLM came out and accused them of starting a fire on their land, and we're talking about a very few acres compared to what the BLM does on controlled burns all the time, but they turned that into, if we can run you off your property, guess who gets first dibs on your property? Us, the BLM, the government.
Mm.
And really showed their colors on that. And I was really glad to see that Trump did that. I had a lot of conversations with people in D.C. about that case in particular. And I have to say that there was so much there and so much reason to do that. And it was good. And I commend him for that. And we would not have seen that from a Hillary. We would have not have seen that from a Hillary.
Nope.
So for those that sit and bash the president, he has done some great moves that restored a lot of trust, too. And you have to commend him for that, because there are a lot of presidents that would not have done that. And I do think that he saw the light on that and felt like a huge injustice had been done. They had already served time for it. And then the feds put him back to serve a second sentence on the same thing. And they shouldn't have even served the first time. And this was a father and son that are still trying to be in business today.
Yeah.
Surrounded by BLM that seeks to basically corner off access to water and roads. And I mean, they do everything they can to this family. And I'm just happy to see that he did that. And I do think that you got to give him props for that. I really do. Now we just need more of it, I think. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. By the way, a big breaking story, hat tip to Susan Cummings, his wife, that Maryland Democrat that's in the news, his wife, pay for play. Interesting.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting as this comes out. This is pretty much developing right now. But yeah, he is in the House Oversight Committee. I guess he didn't oversight himself and his wife. Oversee.
Well, he's been in the news a lot lately because he's involved in
Elijah
all this
Cummings.
Stuff. And he's a creep.
Yeah. And so it'll be very interesting. Did she receive millions from special interest groups and corporations that had business before her husband's committee? You know, there's so much of this going on. Just look at the circle between that demon possessed looking guy, Peter Strzok. Peter Strzok, his wife, who was in charge of Hillary's investigation. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know, Peter Strzok, and then his wife, who was in charge of the committee that would have prosecuted her. So we've seen this in droves. Why is this hitting the news, but that one really is gone from the news? I don't know, but this one deserves it's just as well. It just do. But this wife, if she did what she did, there's just so much more of this going on. Why can't we expose all of it?
Well, the thing is that the headline reads his wife. No, it was the both of them.
Yeah.
And that his wife
that
didn't
is the
just
truth.
Do
it
this
is the both
on
of
her
them.
Own.
No, she could only do it because her husband was her husband.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't want to say that. Will justice ever be served? Are you guys tired of justice not being served? You know, we had that whole thing about Peter Strzok come out. We had that whole thing about Rosenstein and his wife and the whole circle of people that seek to protect each other. And nothing has happened. When is justice ever going to be served? When are people actually, that it's so visible and there's so much proof of what they've done, why is it never going to amount to anything other than a headline?
Well, that's where you and I disagree, because I think they're working on it seriously.
You do?
I think that...
They've had lots of time.
It's not just time, but it's also timing.
Mm.
You know, with the political situation the way it is, mm-hmm. certain steps have to be taken very carefully. Mm-hmm. And if prosecutions start at the wrong time, it could cause a lot of political issues that could affect the election. Mm-hmm. I understand why they want to wait until even maybe his second term, when it won't matter, and they can really just start going after justice.
So let me ask this. If we don't see that justice in the second term, but a second term comes, how are you going to feel?
Well, I'm going to feel like, oops, I was wrong for the first time in my life. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know, and probably some of this is just wishful thinking. I mean, it may be. But I kind of got the impression watching what was going on with the... What's his name? Who was the other attorney general that didn't do anything? Senator X-Man.
Jeff Sessions.
Sessions. Yeah. You know, I think he did some work while he was in there. And they didn't make it public. But I think he put together quite a few indictments. But he's not a prosecutor. Barr is a prosecutor. That's the way I see it.
Well, I'm getting a little tired of seeing this many indictments. I think the number's up over like 80,000, which I think is a little whatever. But I'm sick of seeing that and then none of them being delivered. And I do think that what the obvious thing to me is that you start delivering those indictments, the majority of America is also going to be very behind you because it's been very visible in front of everybody what's gone wrong. And there is a majority of Americans here that agree. So let's see it.
But that's why I said there's timing involved, too.
But there's I think the timing of now would actually
Well, I agree. I think the timing could be right now, too. And we may see that pretty quick. It may not be in the second term. It may be just before the election, which we're almost just before the election.
Aren't you kind of anticipating what shenanigans are going to come about as we get closer?
I am.
Yeah,
I am too. May
because they're getting desperate.
Well, and he also may be holding that to help fight off some of their shenanigans, too.
Who knows?
I mean, he could very well say, you know, let's say Schiff does something really strange. Well, he may have some evidence on Schiff. He might be in one of those sealed indictments.
Who knows?
So we don't know. I think the 80,000 is way exaggerated.
It keeps upping and upping, and I don't believe that. Sorry. I really don't. I just think that's way too many to hold on tap. I mean, come on. But
there's that many crooks in government.
There is. Guantanamo did expand. That gives me some hope. Be faithful, be fearless. Back tomorrow, and a lot of things to discuss tomorrow. Hope you're there for it, and hope you listen in. 888-673-1450 is the call-in number. Go ahead and put that on speed dial. Make sure you get to the website, katedallyradio.com. Thanks, Uncle Milty, and another fun show. And be back tomorrow. Everybody have a great one.